Oh yeah. He's okay, but am I okay? I believe I'm okay. Yeah, here we are. I'm here at WMFO in Medford. My name's Chuck. I'm here with my darling Dee, and she's too far away from the mic to say hello right now. But this is our annual cold turkey radio thing that we do every year on the day after Thanksgiving. So here we are again. So it's time for some cold turkey radio here at WMFO in Medford. This CD player has me on the run, doesn't it? Wow. Well, it's my first time here at MFO in many months. And we've got one CD player in the board right now. And it's not working very well, is it? Well, we'll see what we can do here for you. I'm still trying to figure out how to work the playlist. Maybe we'll play here for a little while. Stay tuned. If you dare. Now, this CD player ain't going to work for us. All right. Well, I had my first backing music ready to go here. Let's see if I can make that happen. Bye-bye, John Lennon. And it is a Friday night, so it made me think of this song for a backing thing. Dee, pull a microphone over to you. Well, which one is that? What? The one in the middle. Is that you here? No. Is this you here? Is this you here?
Check, check.
There you are.
You hear me?
I hear you.
I don't hear me.
Oh, I don't know. That's pretty weird. The headphones here are weird. The CD player is weird.
Hi.
Having trouble getting the playlist happening. But we're going to try and have some fun anyway here at Cold Turkey Radio. Little straitjackets with Friday on my mind. The whole point of this program is to do a bunch of, you know, punk rock and pop rock and things that I normally don't play on the radio down at the other station because it doesn't fit the format of the show I do down there. So we're going to rock out for you here, and we'll try and get a playlist happening at the same time. Dee's going to find some stuff on the web. I'm going to try and play some CDs that in a CD player that's not working. I'm going to try and get a playlist happening. Stay tuned. It's WMFO. I'm going to remember the correct call letters. In Medford, Massachusetts. We've got Barney here, too.
Yep, we have a barky dog here.
Stay tuned. All right, that was Lost Straight Back Jackets covering Friday on My Mind. And Dee, you've got a local band queued up that we've seen recently that we kind of liked. They sort of remind me of the B-52s in a way, kind of fun, up-tempo rock music. So
All-female band.
All-female band. That's not like the B-52s.
From Somerville, Massachusetts.
Somerville. That's right here in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And, down the street.
And the name of the band is?
Sidebody.
And we're going to hear... did you plug yourself in? Yes. You plug yourself in. I got to find you here on the board. You're in Aux 2. Okay. Aux 2's right here. There you go. So let's hear some Sidebody doing Sponge Time, as we saw them in Deep Cuts in Medford a couple weeks ago. Here at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. station. His air hose broke. Lots of trouble. Lots of bubble. He was in a jam. Uh-huh.
There was an obscure Boston band from the 80s. They were obscure back in the 80s. The band was called Nobody's Home, and their song Forget About Reality. That's a great philosophy we're going to need for 2025 and going forward for sure. Before that, we heard a couple of more popular things from the 80s. Talking Heads, Song Cities, which actually came out in 77, I think. But, you know, the 80s started in 77. And the B-52s with one of their hits, Rock Lobster. And before that, a new Boston band, Sidebody. Yes, Diane, that was Sidebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you queued that up off the Bandcamp.
Yes.
And we saw them up at Deep Cuts in Medford a couple weeks ago. And they were a lot of fun. Behind me right now is a radical switch in music. It's some music from Roland Alfonso. He was one of the original Scatolites. This is one of his solo albums. And this track is called From Russia With Love. Is it the theme from that movie? I'm not sure. I'm not paying attention to it because I'm using it as backing music. And you found some Lorenz in reaction to the election.
Lorenzen's response to the U.S. election results. Well, I have no idea what she says.
Well, we're flying by the seat of our pants here today with no playlist because I can't figure out how to get that working. And so let's give it a shot here at WMFO in Medford.
I'm going to read a little thing that Rebecca Solnit wrote. She's, of course, a great environmentalist. And this is the most helpful thing I've heard since the election. Here it goes. They want you to feel powerless and surrender and let them trample everything. And you are not going to let them. You're not giving up, and neither am I. The fact that we cannot save everything does not mean we cannot save anything. And everything we can save is worth saving. You may need to grieve or scream.
I think Kim sent me this.
Or take time off. But you have a role, no matter what. And right now, good friends and good principles are worth gathering in. Remember what you love. Remember what loves you. Remember in this tide of hate what love is. A lot of us are going to come under direct attack. A lot of us are going to resist by building solidarity and sanctuary. Gather up your resources, the metaphysical ones that are heart and soul and care, as well as the practical ones. People kept the faith in the dictatorships of South America in the 70s and 80s, in the East Bloc countries and the USSR. There is no alternative to persevering, and that does not require you to feel good. You can keep walking, whether it's sunny or raining. Take care of yourself. And remember that taking care of something else is part of taking care of yourself. Because you're interwoven with the 10 trillion things into a single garment of destiny that has been stained and torn, but is still being woven and mended and washed. That's Rebecca Solnit talking to her and our fellow Americans. So I think it's wonderful advice.
Well, thank you, Laurie. I think that's wonderful advice, too. It's funny comparing us to the Soviet Union and Eastern European under communism bloc back in the 80s and how people stood at the tide to that and ultimately maintained the freedom. That's what we have long ahead for us, huh? McCarthyism on steroids coming in 2025. And having said that, I guess I have to state that the views and opinions being expressed on this program are those of the participants, and not necessarily those of WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University, which is where we are broadcasting from, right around the corner from where we live. So it's nice and convenient for us to be here on this cold Friday evening, day after Thanksgiving, doing cold turkey radio. I found some working CD players that play forwards and backwards, so now we've got Roland Alfonso going backwards. But Dee, you requested something from the past, a wonderful mix that I believe you did, didn't you?
No, it was my suggestion.
Wait, there you go.
It was my suggestion, but you actually did it.
Ah, well, it was a great idea you had.
Thank you.
So we're going to go back 40 years now to 1984 and hear from Laurie Anderson, enhanced with The Art of Noise and 10cc, and her first breakthrough record into the foray of pop stardom here at WMFO in Medford.
Hello? Is anybody? Something, Junior?
Oh, yeah.
Something for everyone to see.
Certainly is easy on the eyes.
Yeah, this land was made for you and for me.
Big blue sky.
Don't it feel nice?
Green grass.
Ain't it grand?
Black
this
earth.
Is God's land. He gave it to the Indians. Can you love me?
I guess with the will of
the way I love you. Making all my crazy, crazy dreams come true. Oh yeah! Ain't it funny? Ain't it sad? Don't eat no meat because killing is bad.
If you could move anywhere in the United States, where would you go?
Well, I'd go to L.A. to see all them clouds.
I'd hit the strip in Vegas.
Cause all that pollution, man, it bums me out.
I know a dance girl.
I like the clean air. God give it to me. Gotta give back something, something to see.
On June 31st, 1974, the United States government, 1975, the United States government forcefully removed three separate peaceful demonstrations at three nuclear sites around America. In Stevenson Springs, Nebraska, Lipinski, Wyoming, and the incident at Fort Mackinac compound near Muskegon, Michigan. This government intervention was deemed quote-unquote right-of-way maintenance. Was there just cause for this action? Was the timing coincidental? Or was this just another case of then-President Quayle's voodoo economics led by a political action committee that diminished the rainforest?
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you chair that committee?
For a short time, but have since disassociated myself. Don't it feel nice? Ain't it grand? This is God's land. He gave it to the Indians. Kind of funny. Kind of sad. Don't eat no meat because killing.
I'll be there.
I need to know. So many reasons why they need to go. I see their faces. It's a club I can't get into. I take it home and try to crack the code. Everybody thinks of themselves. As an outsider, wake up early, trudging in the snow. Uphill both ways, man, you don't even know. Some people go out dancing, some people have to go. An outsider. Everybody thinks of themselves as an outsider. But now you're old, na, 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 na. With pretty faces trapped in glowing phones. Check me out, I'm the one you need to know. My art's important, just nobody knows. Me back to smoke the weed. Everybody thinks of themselves. Everybody thinks of themselves as an outsider. Everybody thinks of themselves as an outsider. Everybody, 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 everybody is an outsider.
Everybody thinks of themselves an outsider. That was a good find, D. Wait, aren't you here? There you are, aren't you?
Medford's own Honest Mechanic.
They're from Medford. So we played a band from Somerville, now we played a band from Medford in the previous set. And before Honest Mechanic, we heard from Goober and the Peas, right? Killing is Bad. That's out of the 1990s. God Give This Land to the Indians. But then the white man came and took it away. That's what we're celebrating this weekend, right? What was before Goober and the Peas?
Before Goober and the Peas was Laurie Anderson, Oh Superman.
Oh, right, okay, that mix. Yeah, we mentioned that already. And behind us right now is another local thing from Jonathan Richmond. An instrumental thing he did called Egyptian Reggae. And being the last thing was local, and this is local, I've got some Bird Mancini queued up. Might as well get into some local music here for a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you requested Chico Frego and the Gringos.
Yep.
And they all the recordings we have of Chico Frego and the Gringos was done right here at WMFO.
That's true. And they're from Cambridge.
All right, so keeping it local for a little while here at Third Man in Medford, Birdman Sneeze on deck, and we'll let you listen to a little more of Jonathan Richman here at WMFO in Medford.
night I dreamt of Santa.